me, boy, you're living too fast. One more rock is gonna be your last. But I'm gonna fall, what the hell I need? I got a super Lucas and the sign is blue. Say a prayer for me if you think I'm blind. If the boogie woogie kills me, then I don't mind dying. But I'm gonna fall, what the hell I need? I got a super Lucas and the sign is blue.
Yeah! Oh, hit me! Hit me! I still like the boy.
Climb up on this table, pull up that gown, raise up that left leg, let that right leg down, pull off them stockings, that silk underwear, cause the doctor's got to cut you, mama, don't know where. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. Two monkey wrenches, one old hall shade, two pair of breeches, that's all I can say. Your ribs are all loosened, your carburetor's sold. I'll snuck into your hood and clean your spark plugs off. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. ¶¶ you climb up on this table, jerk up that gown, raise up that left leg, let that right leg down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear, 'cause the doctor's got to cut you, mama, don't know where. The doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. 2 month ranges, one old hall shade, two pair of step-ins, that's all I can say. Be careful, mama, what you gonna to eat? Stop your run round, don't take on too much meat. Doctor knows his business, the doctor knows just what to do. To do.
I get these kidney headaches. I get one every day. I wake up with a migraine. Since you ran away, I got a load of tension, burning up my neck. Something's wrong with my suspension, so pass those tablets to this wreck.
Aspirin damage. Aspirin damage
kills the pain, destroys the brain.
No one told me about aspirin damage. Sometimes I find myself shaking from the medication taking. Oh yeah.
I balance my Excedrin and Anacin and Stax. I'm a pain reliever junkie. I got a bear on my back. I went to see the doctor. He walked me down the hall. Said strip down till you're naked, your suit, your tie and all.
Heaviest organ in your body and the largest gland in the upper right of your abdomen beneath your diaphragm. What does the liver do? It does three things for you. It cleans your blood, makes bile and stores glycogen for you. Blood from the hepatic artery and portal vein flows through tissues in the liver and out again. What does the liver do? It does three things for you. It cleans your blood, makes bile and stores glycogen for you. Toxins like ammonia and alcohol as well are processed and removed from the blood by liver cells.
Thank you.
bile's a useful substance produced by the liver that helps you with digestion by emulsifying fat. What does the liver do? It does three things for you. It cleans your blood, makes bile, and stores glycogen for you. Glycogen is a form of sugar that your liver stores and converts into glucose when your body needs some more. What does the liver do? It does three things for you. It cleans your blood, makes bile, and stores glycogen for you. It cleans your blood, makes bile, and stores glycogen for you.
Your dentist doesn't clean your teeth with a toothbrush. Why should you? Introducing Mr. Dentist. With your favorite toothpaste, Mr. Dentist helps remove unsightly tobacco and coffee stains. Mr. Dentist comes with a flashlight dental mirror, and now for the first time at home, you can see all the cleaning that has to be done. Its rotary action really does the job. If you brush your teeth this way, it's wrong. But with Mr. Dentist, you can't go wrong. Its low-torque motor drives the cleaning head to help give you cleaner and whiter teeth. Now you can clean your child's teeth so easily, and youngsters will clean their teeth more often because it's really fun to use. Mr. Dentist is safe for dentures and bridge work. Buy a separate Mr. Dentist for your dog, and his teeth will sparkle too. Mr. Dentist comes with two separate cleaning heads, the flashlight dental mirror, and Pearl Drops tooth polish. It makes the perfect Christmas gift,
and it's only $19.95.
Yeah. is feeling sick. What should we do? The doggy is not eating. It's doggy food. I think we should go to the veterinarian. I think the vet will know how to deal with this. Oh yeah, the veterinarian knows how to help my animals. I bring my animals to my veterinarian. My veterinarian makes them feel better. So let's bring the doggy in to see the veterinarian. The veterinarian's gonna make the doggy feel much better. I really love my veterinarian, because my veterinarian fixes my sick doggy. I want my doggy to feel healthy. That's why I bring my doggy to my veterinarian. Oh, oh, veterinarian. Oh, what a fine, fine person. Uh-huh, veterinarian. Always helping my sick, sick doggy.
This is the Talking Veterinarian Preg Test Cesarean Section Vaccination Gun Blues. Take one.
Well, my daddy's a vet, and if I was one too, the one thing he always taught me to do is get paid. Cash money. See, jam and eggs is a kind enough thank you, but not for the bookkeeper, not for the banker. The margin's thin on treating large animals, unless it's a purebred or more understandable, a racehorse of some kind. You see, son, city folks pay a high dollar to make sure Fido ain't hot under his collar. That's where the money is. Boutique animal hospitals. Shopping malls, Cocker Spaniels, Pomeranians, hang your shingles. There's a blind old woman brings in a bird with a busted wing, and somewhere she heard we was good doctors. But that night he died in the cage under our care of unknown cause, but we'll make it square, these things happen. Only one cure though. Quick trip to the pet store. Well, morning come, I didn't want to upset her. For her own good, I didn't see a need to tell her. Not only you boys have fixed his wing, but appears as though you've taught him to sing. You are good doctors. He ain't never sung before. Had him for years. When you've been in the business as long as I have, you begin to consider the plight of the calves. Fun-loving, frolicking, carefree little critters. Well, the first few months ain't all that bad. They never forget the good times they have. But then comes fall and branding time. Stuck in the ribs with a red-hot iron. Tag in the ear, shots in the hip. The dehorn pace, the snip, snip, snip. Welcome to the world, little buddy. No picnic. Yeah, hand me that scalpel. Treating my share of sugar beet chokes. If it gets too bad, you gotta cut the throat, salvage the carcass, dress him out on the spot. This one old steer, he choked real bad in the corner of the pen, he's mighty mad. I poked at the feet, it wouldn't dislodge. The farmer says, I got a dull knife back at the garage. I say, go get it, gotta save the meat. I made the juggler cut, steer jumped to his feet. He shook his head and coughed up the beat. Stood there and bled to death in front of his owner. Thank you, Doc. What do I owe ya? Well, that's how it goes with the sugar beet chokes. Just don't get me started on...
alfalfa bloats.
Oh, I want to be a veterinarian so I can heal an ill that does not feel real good. I want to be a veterinarian so I can care for a bear whose derriere I do declare is in need of health care. Yes, I want to be a veterinarian so I can provide excellent health care for little duckies who feel yuckies in their gastrointestinal bowels. Yes, I want to be a veterinarian. First case, come on in. Oh no, it's the case of the bee. Who wants to sting me? Right on the knee. Now I must flee and go to the sea in Albuquerque. No longer do I want to be a veterinarian. I no longer want to be a veterinarian. I no longer want to be a veterinarian. No, I no longer want to be a veterinarian.
I want to be a ballerina and an actor and a doctor. I want to be an astronaut.
Starting at the dorsal root ganglion, hemorrhagic damage really had begun. Necrotic inflammatory change, subcostally a pain quite strange. I sing to you of shingles, the old herpes refrain. Florid herpes zoster vesicles abound. Chicken pox for children if they hang around. My immunologic globulin bars were lowered lots, and that's because I had a spinal puncture. I'm ill with herpes pain. When the trigger factor turned the virus loose, antibody bondage had no further use. Down long neural paths to dermatome, the virions replicate and roam. From one specific ganglion, I'm insane from the pain. I got swollen lymph nodes and precordial pains. I got ulceration of mucous membranes. I know therapies can be employed, like analgesics and steroids. My epidermal blisters, my varicella strain. Underneath the weather, that's the way I feel. Will I have neuralgia after herpes heals? They tell me someday it may come back, another ganglion attack. Neuritis burning, aching, please no herpes again.
My darling,
streams is for the broken dreams. So when you told me that you and I were through, the blood is for my bleeding heart, dear, as I recall the happiness we do. Think of the lips I once kissed, and now all I've left is my cyst, and it's oozing, just oozing for you. We roam the world over together, one body, one soul, and one mind. As I think of you, dear, my eyes shed a tear, and my cyst begins to ooze from behind. My pilonidal cyst is oozing, dear, oozing, my darling, for you. The pus that from its dreams is for the broken dreams. When you told me that you and I were through, the blood is for my bleeding heart, dear, as I recall the happiness we knew. Think of the lips I once kissed, now all I've left is my cyst, and it's oozing, just oozing for you.
I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in a lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From California,
I don't know. I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden,
and I'll bet you like her oranges.
All the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of apples for today.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
Bill, you know, my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me, doctor, what is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, old gee.
I'll write a nice prescription first.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why, oranges, eat some more oranges. From California,
you know my sweetie, very fond of fruity.
Well, go buy a box of pumpkin beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California, oh, get yourself a sun-kissed maiden. I'll bet you like her orange and all the fruits of the old apple tree. Here's a lot of apples for today. Why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
And a very pleasant good evening to you all. If you wouldn't mind just kind of sitting down, take off your shoes, please. I need you to follow the little light here. Okay, up, down, okay. And if you wouldn't mind just looking over there and coughing a few times. Good, okay. Yeah, you passed the first test. We had a lot more for you tonight. Welcome to the BitSlap Clinic of the Air. Tonight is another health show, because you should have something like this on you once a year, all right? So I'm doing my part. We start out with Nanowar of Steel, something called Sneezedom of a Yawn, all right? If you say that a couple times fast, you'll get it. Not sure if it has anything to do with health or not, but there's coughing and sneezing in it, so why not? The Hospital Song from 10cc, going way, 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 way back on that one. Tuberculucus and the Sinus Blues from Huey Piano Smith and his Clowns. The Drivers, that was the Dry Bones Twist. Operation Blues was Homer Clemens and his Texas Swingbillies. Alice Cooper, yes, Alice Cooper. Aspirin Damage, now you know, okay? And then a few nice words from Your Liver. Mm-hmm. That was Peter Weatherall, and just remember Your Liver, okay? Mr. Dentist from the Ronco people. I understand that the Ronco guy just died like a year ago or something. He was like 97 or something. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm wrong a lot. Cavity Search from Weird Al. Veterinarian Awesome was the very nice, interesting singer man, who's got literally a song for everything. Talking Veterinarian Blues was a guy named Corb Lund. Todd Downing, the veterinarian song. Uh-huh. And then we heard from our good old friend Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist. The Shingle Cell sing-along. I hope you were singing with that. Oozin', just Oozin' for You, was Alan Seidler. You might think that's an answer song to Oozing Cyst, but it's not. They're on the same album. I'm waiting for a ruling. We'll see what happens. That goes back to 1975. And then Why Aren't You Has Eaten More Oranges from the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. Probably about 1932 or something, you know, shortly after they discovered California. Okay? So, I do have this little uniform for you to wear in the next room there. If you'll just continue to take your socks off, please. We have to look at your toenails and stuff like that. And we'll be with you in just a few, about a week or two, okay? So just have a seat. We have some really old, stupid magazines for you. But I do have to bring in some special doctors because yours is a special case. Okay? So just stay with it. We'll be with you soon.
Next, please. Come along, come along. We haven't got all day. Come on. Now take your trousers off.
They are off, sir.
So they are. Yes. Oh, in that case, your legs need pressing. Now, can you touch your toes?
No, sir.
Well, how do you wash them then, you dirty little brute? Come grubbing round my surgery with your filthy feet. Ugh. Well, if you can't touch your toes, your arms must be too short. I'll just have to let them out a bit at the elbows.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Now, come over here. Now, take this bottle. You know what to do with it, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good. Here's the ship, and I want it finished by Tuesday. And if you find that too difficult, you can put the ship in the bottle. Right, now. Now, can you read this card?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well?
It says APG XRI 8439 DMFRH.
It's from my aunt in Brighton. She must be out of her mind. she hasn't been the same since Mafeking. Right, well, thank you. Off you go, then.
But what about my checkup?
Oh, yes. Now, have you got a temperature?
Oh, yes, sir. 106.
That's a bit high. Better call it 98. Now, let's see. Breathing. Do you breathe?
Yes, quite frequently, actually.
Well, breathe in, then. Breathe out again. Breathe in. Blow out. In. Out. Faster. In. Out. In. Out. Keep blowing. Sorry I have to make you do this, but the electric fan's broken down. Right, that'll do. Now, how do you feel? Yes, that's quite normal. Now, see if you can reach right up to that top bookshelf. Well done. Hand me down Topic of Cancer, will you? You know, the illustrated one. Thank you. Now, take your shirt off.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yes, I know it's embarrassing. I know, I'll take mine off too. No, I've got a better idea. I'll go behind this screen.
Thank you very, very much, sir. Thank you indeed, sir.
Is it off now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, put it back on. I want to come out. Right, now, eyes, feet, nose, ribs. Oh, I think you've got the full set.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, I know, teeth. Open your mouth. Wider. 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 Oh, pick them out. Let me see them. Are they comfortable?
Oh, yes, sir. Very comfortable.
Okay, well, I think I'll keep these, then.
No,
don't worry. I'll put you on liquid foods. Anyway, it'll do you good to diet. You've put on a bit of weight since I last treated you, haven't you? What did I treat you for?
Nappy rash.
That was it. Still troubling you?
No, sir.
Good. Anyway, you're far too fat. How much have you gained? £3?
No, sir.
£6?
No, sir.
£11.
No.
£13.
No.
£13, 10 ounces.
No.
All right, then, open the box. Mr. Oddy, you have turned down £13, 10 ounces, so let's see what you have won. Mr. Oddy, you have won Kenneth Wolstenholme. Well, well done, Mr. Oddy. Good night, and that's all for this week. But don't forget to join us again next week when it may be your turn to beat the clock. Good night, everyone.
Stage in life, a certain critical junction. When you get to a certain age in life, things start to malfunction. Your list of ailments begins to grow. Your reflexes begin to slow. But you know, what's the first thing to go? I got the short-term memory loss blues. The short-term memory loss blues. I can't remember anything. Da 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 sing. Short-term memory loss blues. I got the short-term thing. The short-term whatever. Now where the hell did I put my keys? And where the hell did I put my keys? Short-term memory loss blues. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. a sec, that's wrong. That's the bridge to another song. Short-term memory loss blues. Be glad that you're not in my shoes. It's a bummer when your memory's shot. I'd sing the rest, but I forgot the short-term, whatchamacallit, the short-term. Don't tell me. Memory loss, ah yes. It's all coming back to me now. I left them in the pants I took to the cleaners. Now, if I could only remember which cleaners. Blue.
warning. The Sergeant General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Hazard to your head. Does that mean anything to you? Then legalize marijuana. Right here in Jamaica, yeah. And say it cured glaucoma.
Women.
some beeswax in a boiling pot. Make your patient sniff it while it's steaming hot. Then burn skunk weed and throw them a spell. And they'll all jump out of bed feeling well.
She's a great doctor, Greg, you bet. She can cure disease that ain't been invented yet. And if you're still cynical, the Mayo Brothers Clinical will tell you how great our granny is.
Services is free.
What a great doctor Granny is. A cure of miseries, Granny is a whiz. She's got a thousand remedies for rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
Now you tell us about it, Jethro.
If on top of your head lays nothing but fuzz, Granny's got a secret, beats anything that was. She'll make you a poultice with a little bare fat. You'll soon have too much hair to wear a hat.
Doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a whiz, a cure and rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love for me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in.
the love of others. Now I really got the best. Always got the answer. He doesn't have to guess. He's had much more experience and costs a whole lot less. Oh yes.
Wait a minute. short vacation on my doctor's good advice. Four men in white escorted me, they treated me so nice. They strapped me in a jacket till I couldn't move an arm. And now I am a patient out at the funny farm. The nurses drink, the doctors drink, the patients do the same. While we are psychoanalyzed, we sip our pink champagne. Before I'd sell my padded cell, I'd amputate my arm. I'd be a lunatic to ever leave the funny farm. I can't help feeling sorry for the guy right next to me. He thinks that he's a refrigerator, strange as it may be. The doctors don't believe it, and I think that he's a fake. But when he opens up his mouth, the light keeps me awake. The nurses drink, the doctors drink, the patients do the same. While we are psychoanalyzed, we sip our pink champagne. Before I'd sell my padded cell, I'd amputate my arm. I'd be a lunatic to ever leave the funny farm. A guy thinks he's a chicken, but I'm sure that he is wrong. He sits out in the chicken coop and cackles all day long. The doctor never tries to cure him, though he begs and begs. For they get 60 cents a dozen when they sell the eggs. The nurses drink, the doctors drink, the patients do the same. While we are psychoanalyzed, we sip our pink champagne. Before I'd sell my padded cell, I'd amputate my arm. I'd be a lunatic to ever leave the funny farm.
The words of the song go like this, your part, the chorus. I am a nurse. I am a nurse. It don't get much better than this. But it don't get worse. Okay, it goes like this now. Listen to me. I am a nurse. I am a nurse. It don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. Sing it to me. I am a nurse. You're what? I am a nurse. It don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. Try one more time. I am a nurse. I am a nurse. It don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'll sing the verses. I went to roll this comatose over. Accidentally rolled him out of bed. Oh, when he landed on the floor, it was upon his head. But he came out of a 10-year coma. Got up and thanked me for the fall. But his wife and her attorney next day sued me for it all. Come on now. I am a nurse. Oh, I am a nurse. Boy, it don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. Sing it out now. Oh, I am a nurse. What are you? I am a nurse. Oh, it don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. No, I'm not the doctor. Yes, I know that I'm a man. Now, would you please just turn around? I think you understand that I have got this needle. I promise I will make it fast. Now, would you please shut up and drop your drawers? Let me stick you in your left thigh. I am a nurse. Oh, I am a nurse. Sing it out to me. Oh, it don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. Again now. I am a nurse. Oh, I am a nurse. Oh, it don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse. Oh, doctor, doctor, hear my plea. Hands on the patient, not on me. Is that an R, an S, or T? Your handwriting is so hard to read. Oh, I am a nurse. Oh, I am a nurse. Oh, it don't get much better than this, but it don't get worse.
don't get worse. Oh, it don't get worse. One more. It don't get worse.
Jolly to and fro, to cheer you up in your time of woe. They are sister, mother, wife, just nurses all rolled into one. Kind, gentle, sweet and loving, so true. Proud to cherish and protect your life, the best any woman can do. They bathe you if you're not able, always see that your meals are on time, and that your bed and room all tidy. They all have that smile that can change a nickel into a dime. Some are married, some are single, but most of them can make your hormones tingle. They're lovely, they're gorgeous, they're beautiful and cute, and you'll love them all so dearly. They all must respond to your call, especially the figures of going down. So as they pass by your door, suddenly you can't stand it anymore, and loudly you call, "Hey! Come here first. Nurse, nurse, I need your attention bad. Yeah, I need your attention bad. Oh, I need your attention bad. Oh, won't you give me your attention, nurse? 'Cause I need your attention bad." Here's to the ladies in white. Here's to the ladies in white, who hold the fort all day and night. Doctors come and doctors go, but here's to the ladies in white. Blue and everything and more, smiling when it's right, running up and down the floor, chasing little lights, putting up with all the chores that outweigh the delights, like washing backs and making beds and those unscheduled nights. Here's to the ladies in white, who hold the fort all day and night. Doctors come and doctors go, but here's to the ladies. Breaking through, who is always there? Anytime you're feeling blue, who has time to spare? Have to wonder what we'd do without their tender care. So let this be a thank you song for nurses everywhere. Here's to the ladies in white, hold the fort all day and night. Doctors come and doctors go, but here's to the ladies in white. Here's to the ladies in white, who hold the fort all day and night. Doctors come and doctors go, but here's to the ladies in white. Here's to the ladies in white. Here's to the ladies in white. Here's to the ladies in white.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. It didn't hurt a bit, did it? Okay, good. Just put your clothes back on while you're doing that. I'll tell you a few things. One thing I want to tell you is that I had COVID not long ago, about 6 weeks, the middle of April. My wife and I both had it at the same time, but our symptoms were completely different. Hers were more respiratory, and as for me, it was just I was on my ass for like 6 days in 2 weeks. Staggered. It was weird. It was not like one thing. And now I have the worst of all. I have every single joint in my body hurts. I'm not kidding you about that. And it changes from day to day. Today it was my ankles and my knee and my elbow, my right elbow. Tomorrow it'll probably be my ankles and my wrists and my shoulder or something. But it's just, it's nuts. And my doctor tells me it's just going to go away eventually. So hang in there. Perfect thing to have for the summer, friends, let me tell you. But anyway, where were we? I'm sorry. We started out with the doctor from John Cleese and Bill Oddie. John Cleese, you know. Bill Oddie was the you know who they are, the goodies. And then that was from something called, I'm sorry, I'll read that again. That was their sketch, The Doctor, okay? Short-term memory loss was a guy named Ray Jessel. Okay, Ray Jessel wrote a lot of really funny songs. The Doobie Brothers and The Doctor. Music is The Doctor. Peter Tosh, Bush Doctor. You know what he was talking about, right? Okay, Dr. Granny was from that horrid Beverly Hillbillies album, which is only saved by Irene Ryan and Buddy Ebsen, like you just heard. There's Ellie Mae sings, okay? Clear the deck, okay? Witch Doctor from David Seville. 1958 original. And then Cute Schizophrenia Paranoia Blues was the Kinks. My Psychiatrist was Julie Miller. Institutionalized, covered there by the Hoof and Mouth Orchestra. Amazing vocals from Belinda. I know Belinda, and it's just amazing. So, yeah, Belinda, I know. I'm going to tell her I'm putting it on tonight, too. So, wish me luck. Homer and Jethro. The Funny Farm, I'm a Nurse, was Gene Cotton. Gene Marshall from the MSR Stables. That was Nurse, Nurse, written by Wesky Walls. Remember that name, okay? Pete Dowen after that, a tribute to the nurses and the ladies in white. And if you've ever been in that kind of a situation, you know the nurses run everything. Forget the doctors. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, I told you my COVID story. I think you probably have some yourself, but we had a few other things coming up, having to do mostly with the COVID. So it's a couple of lockdown songs. All right, you'll recognize these people. And do be careful with your health. It's all you've got, okay? And I'll see you next week with something unhealthy, okay? Have a good one. Bye-bye.
2, 3, 4... Just the type of guy this virus is looking for. Kind of beat up and broke down and older than hell. Oh, hell no, I ain't gonna answer that bell. I went over to the lake, wasn't nobody around, so I figured it was safe. Over to my favorite spot where the fishing is always hot. Talk about hot, woo! Man, look. It's so hot you got to stand behind a tree to bait your hook. I knew right away something wasn't right. Those fish were social distancing. I couldn't get a bite.
Oh, man, it's killing me.
harsh ones yet. And when the whole world got shut down, I had to stay home, no more running around. It's been so long since I've been on a date, but the time is coming and I just can't wait. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. Send me someone I can kiss and hug, 'cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. Wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart, does it make it easy to share your heart? Stuck in a bubble, now it's about to burst. My heart is aching and the pain is the worst. I sheltered in place just like I knew I should. Now I'm gonna get some loving while the getting is good. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. I've been praying to the heavens above. Please send me someone I can kiss and hug. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. A hell of a dance. It's been such a long time since I've been kissed. There's so much good loving that I've missed. I've held on for long enough. Now I need to feel me that magic touch. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. I've been praying to the heavens above. Please send me someone I can kiss and hug. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. Vaccinated and I'm ready for love. I've been praying to the heavens above. Please send me someone I can kiss and hug. 'Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love.
Dark and gloomy, I don't let the dark get to me, but instead I hold my head up high. I don't wallow in self-pity, I just sing this little ditty. Life sucks and then you die. Hard knocks have bumped and thumped you. Your sweetheart's gone and dumped you for some clown. Well, don't break down and cry. Go get Stinko, go get Blotto, and then just repeat this motto. Life sucks, and then you die. Failures first, then unhappiness, and then you're dead. Expect the worst and anything less, you're ahead. Life hurts and there's no ointment. Hope just means disappointment. Human kindness, don't even try. Women are bitches, men are pricks. Meanwhile, that clock just tick, tick, ticks. Life sucks, and then goodbye. So let's share our misery now. Come on, people, sing with me now. Life sucks, and then you die. Hey, you're good. It's all a crock. This life ain't worth spit. Take my word. First you're in huck, then you're in shit, then in turd. Don't count on the hereafter. Harps and wings, excuse my laughter. Hell may be, but heaven, it's a lie. This life here is all we got, folks, and it is already shot, folks. Life sucks, and by the by, no blue skies, just stormy weather. Come on, guys, now.